Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Jones, Charles, Basel, Switzerland, February 12, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Charles Jones, there are some things that trouble my mind. In the night season, three times have warnings been given to me in regard to your case, and I arise to write to you upon this matter. I was in meeting, and before me was Alice Bartlett and Huldah Aldrich, yourself, and quite a company. I was standing upon my feet talking to you, giving you warnings and sharp reproof. I cited you to the case of Elder J. H. Wagoner. Notwithstanding this example as a beacon of warning, you were not careful in your deportment to abstain from the very appearance of evil. I said to you, you are in positive danger. Your thoughts, your affections are not sanctified, and your feet are surely entering upon a path of danger. You are standing in slippery places. You are inviting the enemy to tempt you. Gird up the loins of your mind. You cannot pursue the course you are now doing without results similar to those experienced by Elder Wagoner. In your case, there is no excuse. His situation I was acquainted with for years, and I know that in his family relations he had many, many things of a most discouraging character. He did not seek grace from God to help him in all his weakness, and was led on step by step till he was in the snare of the devil. If he had been guarding his soul, seeking strength from God, humbling his heart day by day, walking in all meekness and lowliness of heart, he would have been advancing by being a partaker of the divine nature, changed from debasement of character into the image of Him who created him, and going forward step by step from glory to glory, winning the crown of life, laying hold by faith on the eternal weight of glory. My brother, you must be elevated in thought, in action. You must resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Satan is playing the game of life for your soul. Do not approach one step further in the direction of intimacy through association with any young woman or any married woman that lives. I warn you off from this ground where your feet are already standing. Satan is laying his snares shrewdly in order to gain your soul. He is working on this line to pick off men in responsible positions. Then, when he succeeds with one, he presents him to angels and to Christ as one who tried to keep the law of God and was not able to do this, and the result of his efforts was defilement and corruption. How many are thus dupes of Satan? Satan is trying his work upon you. You have been very indiscreet. You have given occasion for Satan to gain victories over you and present you as one standing high, yet whose ways were not perfect before God. Why have you given the least occasion for talk? Why have you not been more careful of your thoughts and your every action? Why should there be the slightest cause given for your course to be reproached? You must have the transforming grace of Christ on your own heart, or you will lose the crown of life. You must not hesitate one moment in a doubtful or forbidden course. I know that you have weaknesses that only need circumstances to awaken to activity. The Lord is the helper of everyone who diligently seeks Him. Goodness and mercy and righteousness are the attributes of His throne. He not only pardons our sins, but gives us the victory over the power of sin. Love to Christ makes us hate the things which He hates and love the things which He loves. He creates in us a new, pure, elevated, holy, moral taste, which engages us in a constant and unceasing warfare against inward corruptions.